You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know Amazon provides ways of working that fit your lifestyle? They know you value your time outside of work, juggling family, school, friends, or other activities. That's why they offer a variety of shifts that work for you. There are full-time, part-time, and even temporary opportunities that can work with your schedule, with great starting pay and sign-on bonuses. If you want a career that fits and adapts to your lifestyle, head to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is a proud equal opportunity employer.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
Hello and welcome, everybody. A special Straight Fire here post-Thanksgiving, Friday, November 27th. Hope everybody had a great, outstanding Thanksgiving. A weird one in 2020, but what the hell isn't weird in this bizarre year? I thought we'd do a quick Straight Fire here on Thanksgiving thoughts, this Steelers-Ravens debacle, and then give out, hopefully, some winners on the best bet heading into Week 12. Week 11 was tough. Thanksgiving didn't go great. But hey, folks, what do we do better than anybody? We're resilient. We're Americans. We're tough. We're bouncing back. Let's dive into Thanksgiving thoughts. Listen, I don't know what to say about the Detroit Lions other than how on earth is Matt Patricia still employed as head coach. The Texans embarrassed Patricia 41-25. That game in the second half was never in doubt. Lions were a turnover machine. Now listen, when I said I can only take the Lions getting 3 on Wednesday's pod, this was before Galladay was ruled out. This was before Swift was ruled out. The Lions have not covered a game without Kenny Galladay this year. They just don't have it offensively against anybody. They don't have the vertical passing game. So that's a massive problem. And when you remove Danny Amendola and you remove DeAndre Swift, like, what are you doing offensively? And ultimately, the Detroit defense was laughable. The secondary got torched. Listen, Deshaun Watson is absolutely flamethrowing, okay? Last 6 games, Deshaun Watson, 15 touchdowns, zero interceptions. Now, I know it's not against great teams, and he struggled early in the season against the Chiefs and a good, healthy Baltimore team in Pittsburgh. But Watson is looking like that top 10 quarterback that he is in the last 6 weeks. Houston, man, they're rolling right now. Duke Johnson even got me some fantasy points, so I like that. But ultimately, Detroit, ugh, brutal. It's season's over for them. Matt Stafford, poor guy. Good night, Detroit. All right, let's quickly get to Washington, Dallas. This was another side. I felt confident in Dallas here. I know a lot of people, the public, love Washington, and this was a close game. In the second half, it's 20-16. Washington is ahead. We just seen a colossal error by Alex Smith, throwing an interception that should have been a pick six, if not for a heroic play. Amazing hustle from Terry McLaurin, the receiver, to tackle Jalen Smith. And what happens? Dallas implodes in the red zone. They can only make a field goal. So it's 2016. Dallas is in the thick of things. They're in their own end. And a bizarre fake punt effort that went spectacularly poorly. It was not a bad... I don't fault the fake punt call. I fault the play call. Like, I'm okay going for it on fourth down. Fake punts, I'm fine with. You've got to take chances. This is the NFL... offense rules, and for whatever reason, of course, Alex Smith hasn't played well at all in the last 3 weeks, and of course, this is the week he plays well. And the fake punt is a deep end around where the runner was like 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Now, replays showed he had an open receiver. The guy had never caught a pass in his life, and Lamb ultimately did not get the pass off. He's tackled, and it was like, all right, that's over. And on the next play, Washington gets a touchdown. And it was just such a momentum change that Washington pulled away, wins it 41-16. I don't know what to say about Dallas. Like, they were right there. McCarthy got so much equity back with the fans after that great win against Minnesota. And then he comes out, and I don't know who you fault for the play call on the punt. I'm sure it's going to be discussed internally. And that's just not one you bounce back from easily, because Dallas was in that game. Now, Zeke Elliott's got to clean up his act, leads the NFL in fumbles. Woof. Had a bad turnover there in the first half. By the way, Dallas just handing Washington points with turnovers. Two turnovers deep in their own end gave them free points. If you toss in the fake punt disaster, gave them 17 points off turnovers. You can't do that. Not with a backup quarterback, not with an awful defense. Washington, by the way, this kid Gibson looks like a keeper. What a find in the draft. Really nice player. Washington leading the NFC least for now. We'll see what happens if the Giants can get by the Bengals and their backup quarterback, Brandon Allen. Oh, my gosh, what a train wreck the Bengals are. Then, you know, that'll be tied again. I don't think anybody expects the Eagles to beat the Seahawks, although I would not be running to bet Seattle at a five-point spread. We'll get to best bets later. Those are the two games. And then the big story was the game that didn't happen. Pittsburgh and Baltimore postponed until Sunday at 1 o'clock, although there's a lot of doubt whether or not that game actually happens. Folks, we have been early on this. This whole idea that teams that are struggling are going to continue to keep their 25-year-old millionaire players away from catching COVID and taking some risk and having fun and going out into the world, that's just not a likely scenario. Baltimore right now has a COVID outbreak. They will be down, if the game happens Sunday, Ingram. They will be down Dobbins. They will be down Lamar Jackson. I mean, that is, RG3 against the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, like, good luck in the voice of the bad guy, one of the bad guys from Taken. Good luck. Like, I mean, RG3, come on. That's a beatdown. But this, you know, Baltimore, listen, it's got to be disappointing. Now, there's a strength and conditioning coach who's getting fingered here as the outbreak chief because he wasn't wearing a mask. He had symptoms and still was around the team. And, you know, Baltimore, I don't know how you can make a case for them to be a playoff team. They're going to lose to Pittsburgh if the game happens. And I'm not one of these guys who's like, hey, COVID, you can't do anything about it. You got to postpone the game. Like, no, you don't. A lot of teams are trying their best. And one guy getting COVID, two guys, okay. The Ravens have a full-on outbreak. You're not doing your best job. And I don't think the Steelers should be penalized. There are reports out there, folks, that if the game is not played, no player gets paid. So you're telling me the Pittsburgh Steelers players are going to lose a paycheck potentially because the Baltimore Ravens all got COVID? Wow, what's fair about that? NFL needs to do something about that because that ain't right. I think if you're the NFL, you tell the Raiders, Ravens, hey, guys, call up your dudes from the practice squad. This game's happening. And you want to just take the L, you take the L. But Pittsburgh should not be penalized. They're in the mix for the number one seed. And I just absolutely don't think that they should be the ones taking the heat here because Baltimore couldn't get their act together. And I want a quick word on Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore quarterback who's struggling off his MVP year. And I think I'm going to hear other people say the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl window. I don't want to say it's closed, but it is shutting rapidly. Last year was the year. They needed to get it done. 14-2. Lamar was still befuddling opponents. And they really whiffed on two big fourth downs against the Tennessee Titans in that playoff game and ended up losing. They still had like 500 yards of offense. Lamar was good, but it was all in catch-up mode. And I don't know if they don't go out and add a vertical threat, some real receiver here. And I don't want to hear about Hollywood Brown, some 5'10 Smurf who can't catch a pass in a loss to Tennessee against one of the worst secondaries in the league. The Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl window will be shut. They have spent lavishly on this defense, and defense has been up and down. They've had some injuries. The offensive line's been hurt. You want to give Baltimore a pass, that's fine. But there will be massive pressure on Lamar Jackson. Folks, we went from Lamar Jackson MVP to, well, damn, Ravens are going to miss the playoffs? Well, damn, are you going to extend Lamar Jackson? Seriously, this is his third year, and it's tough to make a case for Lamar Jackson as your long-term investment, your $40 million a year quarterback, if he can't get anything done this year. Look, where do you go? I don't know what the answer is. It is all of a sudden a very precarious situation in Baltimore because it has gone from Super Bowl contenders, MVP, to what do we have here? I don't think you know if you're Baltimore. And, you know, it's going to be a turbulent time in Baltimore. I think I would definitely take Kyler Murray over Lamar Jackson for the next 3 years. If you asked me this last year, well, Lamar Jackson's on his way to MVP, and this is how much has changed. Kyler Murray, MVP candidate. Kyler Murray, much more dangerous with his legs. You can't solve him as easily because he's on track to pass for 4,000 yards. Now, going into the Patriots game this weekend, there is some trepidation on my part to pull the trigger on Kyler Murray. He's got a shoulder thing. DeAndre Hopkins suddenly missed practice this week. You're like, what's going on here? They need this win to get in the playoff hunt. But Kyler Murray definitely is the guy going forward over Lamar Jackson. I don't think you can make it any case otherwise. Hell, I don't know that you could say I would take Lamar Jackson over.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Sentiva, also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Deshaun Watson at this point. I just don't know what you have with Lamar Jackson. And the COVID certainly ain't going to help him. He's going to come back and they're going to be up against the eight ball to get into the playoffs. What happens if they lose to the Browns? We know they already crushed them this year. But I don't know, man. Suddenly Baltimore is panicking. All right, so that's just quick takes on Thanksgiving games. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens and the Steelers, COVID situation. I'll give you a quick best bet.
Look, we're all adults here, and I know some of us choose to use nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy is a modern oral nicotine company that makes nicotine gum, lozenges, and pouches for adults who are looking for the best, most responsible way to consume their nicotine. It's a new year. Why not start it out by switching to a new nicotine product that you can feel good about? If you enjoy using nicotine, you should definitely check out Lucy's products at lucy.co. That's lucy.co, and use promo code FIRE at checkout. Also, I have to read this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Remember, if you are interested in a better way to use nicotine, visit lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code FIRE.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
I have four picks. I might shrink it to three as I'm talking this over. Let's start with the marquee game, Tampa Bay, Kansas City, okay? For me, sidewise, this would be Tampa or pass, but I'm going to just take the over. 55.5 points. I know that's a lot. However, every time Brady and Mahomes link up, it's a classic. Now, I know a lot of those were in New England, but this Chiefs defense has just not been able to stop folks. We've seen Brady struggle against the top 10 defenses, the Bears, the Saints, the Rams. Chiefs are a fringe top 10 defense. I think Brady will have some success moving the football. And think about it. Every Chiefs game is legit threat to go over. Bridgewater shredding the Chiefs secondary. Game goes over. Both of the Raiders game, over. I think this one tops 55.5, so that's my bet. I've already got the bet in, 55.5, Kansas City, Tampa, over. Next up, oh boy. I'm backing Anthony Lynn on the road as a big underdog in Buffalo. I'm seeing 5.5, but it's trending toward 5. 5 kind of a dead number, so it probably goes down to 4.5 eventually. I like Justin Herbert as an underdog here. And we've seen teams struggle coming off the bye. I do this Talk the Line show with Jeff Schwartz on Fox Sports digitally. And the Fox Sports research team gave me a number. Teams off the bye this year, only 10-12 against the spread. Now, I know that number seems weird, and I don't have historic numbers for you, but just think about it like this. Usually, your bye week is you're on vacation, you're away from football, you're recharging the batteries, you know. Now, you're at home. You're going in for COVID tests daily. You're not able to really get away. And the bye is not much of a bye. You're really cooped up. You can't do anything. And I don't know if it's as much of an advantage as it has been in years past. I think the Chargers' offense is humming. As long as they're not doing dives into the line of scrimmage like Anthony Lynn loves, keep throwing Herbert on first down. Second and short for your rookie quarterback is where you want to be. There is a chance Austin Eckler plays. He went on Twitch and announced that he's healthy and he's back. I've seen him, some of the workout videos on social media. Eckler's a game changer, man. That guy is a great player. And if you watch that Tampa Chargers game earlier this year, Chargers were in control in Tampa. Eckler gets hurt. I think it was late first half or early second half. And the Tampa offense suddenly just hit the skids. They don't really have a running threat. Don't give me Kalen Ballage. Like, get out of here. Come on. Eckler is really nice. And this Buffalo defense just is not what it used to be. It's not what it was. You know, they're very susceptible to the pass. They cannot really stop the run. Josh Allen should have success, although Bosa and Ingram should have success as well. I think this is a shootout, and I'm taking the Chargers, getting 5.5. Next up, I'm going with Taysom Hill. Yes, I am. Taysom Hill and the Saints on the road in Denver. Now, Denver, as we record this Friday morning, just released. They had a COVID situation. I think I saw Jeff.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Driscoll, a coach, and another player. Driscoll, of course, the quarterback. He was at one point the backup, and then he got usurped by the kid Rippon. So no word on the Denver quarterback situation. I think by all accounts it's going to be Drew Lock again. I did not love what I saw for Drew Lock against the Miami Dolphins. Yes, I was on the Dolphins. Yes, it was stupid. I knew it was stupid, but it was a bet against Denver. And they just ran the football at will. Guess what the Saints do better than anyone else in football? Oh, they run defense better than anyone else in the league. Right now the Saints run defense is impenetrable. So good. I trust them more than anybody, any other run-stopping unit. And if you take away Denver's run game, Lindsay and Gordon at about 189 yards against Miami, do you trust Drew Lock through the air? Lattimore's back at corner this week. He's really got, it's really Jerry Jeudy and Drew Lock. Fant is okay. Tim Patrick is okay. But this is a Denver team that loves to fall behind early. They are 29th in first-half scoring. And their first-half defense is 24th. So historically, they've fallen behind, then they can't run the football, and now you've got Drew Lock playing catch-up. I mean, that's a nightmare scenario against the Saints defense. Last week against Miami, they had the early Lock turnover, and then Miami scores, but then all Miami could do offensively was punt the rest of the half. So in a close game, you're able to run, and it's not that much pressure on Drew Lock. Well, you can't run this week. I'm telling you, Saints are going to bludgeon them. Short of Taysom Hill turning the ball over two or three times, I really like this Saints team. Remember, they sacked Matt Ryan 8 times last week. So you're talking about Drew Lock under pressure with no run game. Listen, this is the NFL. Games are going to end up close, but I don't know how the Broncos hang in this one. Saints, by the way, the only team in the NFL top 10 in offense, special teams, and defense in the NFL. They're the only team in the top 10 in all three of those. This is a good Saints team. They're starting to peak at the right time. I like the Saints favored by 6. I think they win this by double digits. So those are 3 picks.
This Valentine's Day, you know just what to get that special someone because you know just what makes them tick. So head on over to ProFlowers.com to get fresh this Valentine's Day and get 15% off through February 14th on gifts for your special someone with promo code CRUSH15. See website for details.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And the fourth one I want to give out, but I just can't, guys. I'm sorry. I want to give out the Niners getting a touchdown. But guess what? It's already under a touchdown. Two reasons I cannot. I'll have to wait until Sunday to bet this. Number one, what's going on with the 49ers' injuries? Is Richard Sherman back? Right? He's huge. How are the linebackers? Kinlaw on the COVID list. Is anyone else going to pop up on the COVID list for San Fran? I do believe the 49ers could be in play here. I just need to see more on the COVID list. So I can't give this out as a best bet now. Maybe I could add it on social media or whatever. But I would look closely at this Niners team. Rams are coming off a sell high, given that they just beat Tampa Bay on Monday Night Football and everybody watched them look great. Well, did you watch the earlier Rams-Niners game? 49ers run game destroyed the Rams. Is Mostert going to be back? We know he's always hurt. So the injuries for the 49ers will keep me off it here Friday, but Sunday morning I might have to fire on the Niners if I find out a lot of guys are in. And yes, I do like the Rams. It's just, that's a big number for a divisional matchup. And there's no fans in SoFi for the Rams. So I think the 49ers are in play. Finally, the potential other fourth potential game for me has to be the Tennessee Titans. If you can get 3.5, I think you take it. The Colts gave out a big COVID name, DeForest Buckner, the guy they got from San Francisco. Buckner tested positive for COVID. He's their best run stopper. Not ideal to not have him going up against Derrick Henry. Now, the easy handicap for this, the Colts beat him last time easily. Oh, it was no contest. It was a close game at halftime. The Tennessee Titans were leading. Their special teams fell apart in the third quarter with a block punt for touchdown, a shanked punt. It was ugly. And the Colts came back and won that game. I do believe if Tennessee can run the football, check their offensive line injuries, another late injury report to monitor. They had three guys out against the Ravens, but Baltimore had two on the line out. So Tennessee was able to move the football and ultimately prevail in overtime. They trailed that game, though, 21-10 in the third quarter, were able to come back. I think Tennessee is going to be a live underdog. Again, these divisional matchups, second time around, familiarity. I know Vrabel has struggled against Frank Reich, but I will be looking hard at Tennessee if I can get 3.5. Just one other one I want to give out is I'll look at the Vikings by 3.5. This was looking to be a 4, but then Adam Thielen popped up. Now, he doesn't have COVID. He's on the contact tracing list. Thielen, obviously instrumental, leads him in receptions, touchdowns. He's awesome. Carolina will score, but they cannot stop the run. They're second in the league in missed tackles. I think Dalvin Cook could have a 150-yard game. McCaffrey, we'll see if he plays. I haven't seen a verdict yet. And that's one of the problems, guys, with Best Bet this week. There's so much uncertainty with COVID and injuries. But the three I feel good about, KC, Tampa Bay, over 55.5. Chargers getting 5.5. Saints favored by 6. So a little abbreviated straight fire for Friday. Hope everybody had a good, safe Thanksgiving. We'll be getting our Christmas tree this weekend. And any questions, concerns, hit me up on social media. Remember, subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast. We'll talk to you Monday.
A story of the rose is a story of love. From farms to our florists and right into the arms of sweethearts savoring a date night in. Best friends showing their galantines how much they adore them. And those giving themselves a little love. Go to FTD.com and save 15% through February 14th with code CRUSH15. And celebrate your love story with iconic roses, florals, and gifts from FTD.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.